from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, much-needed heavy rain is expected to move through New Jersey tonight as drought conditions persist. The rain comes as the state is under a drought watch, with officials urging people to conserve water. Some people, however, say they aren't even aware of that request.
No, but maybe I should. I don't want to keep up with the news right now. It stresses me out.
Whatever I don't use, I just make sure the faucet is closed. You need water to drink, yeah, to survive. Right. To waste water is something that we should be thinking about.
The latest U.S. Monitor report shows the entire state is experiencing severe or extreme drought conditions. Lung cancer remains the leading cause of cancer deaths here in New Jersey, but a report from the American Lung Association suggests New Jersey is performing better than most other states in a number of categories related to the disease.
In New Jersey, about 1 in 5 individuals at high risk have been screened for lung cancer. That's actually a good rate compared to the national average.
If you are someone who is between the ages of 55 and 80 and have a history of being a smoker, you may be eligible and you should talk to your doctor.
Michael Seelback with the American Lung Association says when lung cancer is detected early, the prognosis is better and there are more options for treatment. Over the last 5 years, New Jersey has posted a 21% increase in the 5-year survival rate of patients. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Conservation groups are urging beachgoers along the Jersey Shore to report any turtles they see that may appear stunned or dead. Marine experts say sea turtles who are stunned by cold temperatures may appear lifeless. Beachgoers are urged to contact local wildlife experts when they see turtles who need assistance. And roughly 11% of Americans have high cholesterol. That's according to a new report issued by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Using data from 2021 to 2023, that's not much of a change from recent years, but the numbers were lower between 2000 and 2014. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 to get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And is the drought on the way out? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have some rain out there tonight. Heaviest rain will be overnight, leading to some street and highway flooding issues, mostly cloudy down in the mid-40s. Rain much of the time tomorrow. Breezy and chillier, highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. A few showers tomorrow night. Brisk and chilly. Down to 33 in the Northwest Hills, where there could be some wet snow mixing in. Closer to 40 at the shore. Windy with some showers around on Friday. Highs only in the low and mid-40s. I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
We are looking right now at 55 degrees in Patterson, 56 degrees Hamilton, 56 degrees Cape May Courthouse. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by E&E Chimney Sweeps, serving the communities of Central Jersey, Bucks, and Montgomery County for over 40 years. They sell and service stoves, inserts, and fireplaces. Visit them on Trenton Road in Fairless Hills or online at eesweeps.com. And by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State, powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.